Welcome to episode 5 of the Family Medicine Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Cody Mitchell-Tree. In this month's episode, we continue our series of conversations with CAP members of the month. I'll also preview the upcoming Family Medicine Summit in Los Angeles, taking place on November 1st. The September member of the month is Dr. Esther Ho. She's the program director for the University of California Irvine Family Medicine Residency Program and serves as a Health Sciences Associate Clinical Professor and Family Medicine Hospitalist at UC Irvine. A first-generation Vietnamese-American, her commitment to caring for underserved populations is as strong as her dedication to providing high-quality patient care and teaching the next generation of family physicians. So good morning, Dr. Ho.
Good morning.
Hi, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
So I immigrated with my family from Vietnam. I came over when I was 5. Actually, our family struggled for a while, and I was fortunate enough to have good mentors through my school years and went to UC Riverside for the biomedical science program and went to UCLA for med school. Went into family medicine thinking I was going to do outpatient community family medicine. And went to Kaiser Fontana for residency. Felt like that gave me such a good experience of how to really do broad spectrum, full scope family medicine. And then afterwards, went and did a few different things in terms of per diem physicians. I worked in different places in private practice, county practice, and group practice, and got to see a lot of different things, and then ended up in at UCI doing inpatient academics, and have stayed there for almost 10 years now.
Okay, fantastic. And when did you know you wanted to become a physician?
You know, I don't think it was really solidified until college. I knew I wanted to do something in with science and involving people in high school, but I wasn't sure that what that would be. I think as high schoolers, we hear a lot about being doctors, and that's someone we relate to when we go see our own doctors. But actually, I at one point early on had thought about doing optometry because I had some eye problems early on. But when I went to college and I was able to shadow and observe several family physicians and actually some specialists as well. And I think that was when I realized just the scope and the challenge of medicine and how much, I would be able to learn to be part of people's lives.
Gotcha. And why did you choose family medicine over other subspecialties?
For me, family medicine basically allows me to be part of someone's life from even when they're born all the way through. And I think that continuity, I even get to see it now as a hospitalist. We've taken care of, the patient and then their child, their uncle. We get to, I've seen people in the hospital, in the clinics, and it's just being able to really know patients as real people with families and lives, and I think the other part is the variety, just being able to do outpatient, inpatient. I've been on medical missions where the skills that I had as a family physician, I was able to be integrated in many different aspects of the medical missions, and I thought that was one of the most useful skills that I was able to bring to the table because of the training of family medicine.
Okay, and I'm wondering if you could describe your experiences so far as a program director at UC Irvine Family Medicine Residency Program.
So actually, I just took on this role about 2 months ago, a little bit over 2 months, and it's been exciting. There's been a lot of new changes with the ACGME, and that's allowed us to develop more of our programs and rotations, and then also how we evaluate residents. And because of that, it allows us to individualize each resident's training a bit better.
Okay, and you're also the co-founder and physician leader for Schwartz Center Rounds at UCI. I'm wondering if you could just describe what this project is and what are its goals.
So this this program was actually started on the East Coast in the 1990s after a really young lawyer died from cancer. And so he wanted to leave a legacy where it would be some sort of program that would promote compassionate care and communication amongst healthcare providers. And so what it is for many of the hospitals, including ours, is that we started this with a one-hour forum where we talk about one particular patient and how they affected us. So a lot of times we deal with, you know, the medical aspects, and we may even think about how the patient and the family is affected, but we don't necessarily really talk about how we are affected as healthcare providers, and this actually allows us to do that. So we can talk about some of the very simple things that affect us, and to the very complicated, you know, intricate details that patients go through and we go through, and how we are affected. And so the thought is that with being able to discuss it, then we get to hear each other's perspectives and therefore communicate and understand each other better from all the different disciplines. So whether, you know, physician or nurse or physical therapist or, you know, emergency room department or neurology department, those are all of the disciplines are involved, can be involved.
Great. That sounds like a really fabulous program. You've also done philanthropic work throughout the world. I'm just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your travels and perhaps tell us your most memorable moment.
So I've had the opportunity to do a few medical missions, and I think for each one, there was a difference in terms of how it was set up and the cultural aspects of it. For Vietnam and Kenya, it was short-term programs where we would come and set up clinics in places where the people of that area didn't even receive health care. So it was the first time sometimes seeing a physician, and it was just being able to kind of, you know, in some ways provide just a physician's touch. I think one of the best parts of that was just kind of seeing how eye-opening it was to see that there are many people who aren't able to get the care that they need, and nor do they even have the ability or the access to it. I mean, many of these patients had never seen anyone before. But I think it was also hard because I also realized that, you know, after these 2 weeks were gone, and they, even if we'd prescribe them something, you know, what happens when they run out or if they have a side effect? And I think that was a little bit hard to see, because I think it speaks to the bigger need for public health in many areas. I also went, the last trip I got to go was in Chiapas, Mexico, and that was actually with some of our UCI faculty. Our current chair actually goes every year, and so I had the opportunity to go, and I thought this clinic and hospital in particular is run by nuns, and it's run all year round. And so it's actually staffed by both medical personnel within Mexico and then also people from all over the world contributing. And I felt like that was such a great model, because even if we provide a bit of care here, there was always room for a follow-up, always a way for them to come back, and there were more longitudinal types of treatments that they could receive and for it to be effective.
Okay, and one last question. As program director, what advice would you give to medical students considering a career in family medicine?
So I would say, you know, definitely talk to the people around you who are in family medicine. Ask them exactly, you know, what got them there, and ask them, you know, for both the goods and the bads, because you really want to know early on and see if it fits you. And then do spend some time with family medicine physicians, whether they be residents in training or they've been out in practice for years, and try to get that variety. I also encourage you to look into the other specialties. The reason is because it actually will make the experience will actually make you a stronger physician, and especially a family physician, when you're able to relate and understand it from the other perspective of the specialty side as well.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Ho, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
The 2014 Family Medicine Summit will take place on Saturday, November 1st at the Los Angeles Airport Marriott, and this is CAFP's annual event for medical students and family medicine residents. The event will open with a keynote from Dr. Keisha Davis, who is a new physician member of the AAFP Board of Directors. Other notable sessions include a jumping into legislative advocacy session, LGBT issues, mental health issues in family medicine, preparing for residency application and interviews, return on investment in family medicine, a sports medicine procedural workshop, and as always, the final 2 hours will be dedicated to the California Family Medicine Residency Fair. Registration is only $20 for student and resident members, but this early bird deal ends on October 1st, so we encourage you to register as soon as possible. And you can register online at www.eventjoy.com/e/FMSummit14. Again, that's www.eventjoy.com/e/FMSummit14. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the FM Revolution Podcast. We hope to see you in Los Angeles at the Family Medicine Summit on November 1st.